it's catching some of the folks, I don't know, but a lot of folks had tobacco planted on low land and it drowned it. It's uh-huh. gone. Didn't make. Our yeah. land back here is on the high order and it made tobacco.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just remembering something I was supposed to ask you and I forgot to ask you. Did you all have domestic servants when you were growing up?
No, ma'am. Uh-huh. No, ma'am. What was done? Well, the only person that worked here was an old colored woman. Did the washing uh-huh. once a week. She come help from, well, I reckon it was 3-4 miles nearly walk, yeah. And my mother give her stuff that was left over, like grease and stuff like that. And that old woman, all she wanted was what my mother give her there, and a quarter, 25 cents. She washed the clothes once a week for that. And then if you had a little mopping up to do, when she did that, why, you pay a little extra. Uh-huh. And she come here once a week for a long time. And then we had other people who washed, but they didn't wash that. But we didn't give them the offs. We had to pay them mm-hmm. more money, and we didn't help them along. And
well, did you all have a cook?
No, ma'am.
Your mother did the cooking?
Yes, mama uh-huh. did the cooking, and when the girls got bigger, they did the uh-huh. help with it.
Well, now, something else I was supposed to ask you. Have you ever heard the word piggin to mean a bucket?
A piggin?
To mean a bucket, uh-huh.
No, ma'am, I reckon that was gone before I come
uh-huh,
here.
Uh-huh.
I don't think.
Uh-huh.
And the things passed along, but you see, my father and mother was married in 1879. That wasn't so long after the Civil War was over. And they came here. And at that time, the road went right by. Well, I reckon right between you and that gate.
Oh.
Went to the old home place back there.
Uh-huh.
And he lived here on the road. And then he went out here in front and went for Springfield. Well, later on then, the grandparents died over there. And the uncle that was left on the old home, he moved out here. And that give us a chance to close up that road from here that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then later, we at them times stock was all over the woods, but you had to fence your field. Well, then later on, you had to put the stock in the pasture. You had to take care of the hogs and the cows, and the fields. If you was a minder, you could take the fence away from the fields,
mm-hmm.
but the most of us left the fence because we could hog off a crop, we call it.
Well, what you does
could,
that mean?
We could put in the fall of the year, now like corn is matured, you could take a bunch of hogs and put them in the field, and you don't have to gather the corn, they'll gather it
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
make hogs out of that. Or you can do cows the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We plant, boys here plant corn and soybeans, plant a hill of corn, a hill of soybeans. Then they gather the corn with a mechanical picker and turn the cattle on the field then to eat the soybeans and pick up what's left of the corn. And they'll maybe do good sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes it don't make the soybeans, but this year it's a nice prospect of soybeans if the worms don't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Now sometimes they get what they call army worms, and they'll just strip the field almost. And we haven't got any machinery that will spray it. Some of them got, and they even have airplanes fly over and spray the field, but we usually, it'll happen now in a couple of weeks, maybe, and it may not happen at all, that the worms get into it.
Mm-hmm.